Daniel, go.
Hello. I'm annoyed.
Welcome to the 23-25 Filmcast. This is literally going to be a 20-minute review of our latest movie we saw in cinemas, because I'm not really... this is Riyad Ali.
I'm Daniel Friedloss.
We're not really going to be...
this isn't really a real review. This isn't like Top Gun Maverick for our last review. No, well, not really.
This is going to be Daniel letting off some steam.
It's more a rant, really. But yeah. It's got some critical analysis in there as well.
Perfect.
It's just, it is a lot of anger. Because I have a lot of pent-up anger. You don't, surprisingly. You're more kind of indifferent. Just like, you know, yeah.
I will definitely
start this off, this thing.
Oh, I'm going to start it off.
I think you should, because like you've got less to say than I have.
Okay, great. What's it called again? I mean, I know the first word, but what's the subtitle?
The film we're reviewing is Minions 2, The Rise of Gru.
That's the one.
Oh, my minions will save me. You like picking on little guys, huh? I am a master of kung fu.
Teach a new kung fu for smoochy smoochy.
I will teach you.
And I didn't think we'd be seeing this movie, to be honest. I thought I'd outright refuse to see it like the first movie.
Yeah, I'm not really a big Minions fan, to be honest. I don't really like the Despicable Me films. I think they're all right. They're serviceable to children. But I don't really have a connection with them. If anything, I have more connection with them through product placements.
Oh, because that's what Minions are, pretty much. They're just product tie-ins.
Yeah.
Because you could put them on anything. Because they're such a simple design. You could put them on anything.
Yep.
And kids will go, oh... And that's all you need.
Pretty much. I didn't even see the movie and I was getting the sort of references.
Yeah. But at the moment, this isn't as bad, anywhere near as bad as when the first Minions came out in 2015. That was the worst.
You mean worse for you?
No, as in terms of like product tie-ins, it was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
They were on everything.
Yeah.
Bread, tins, fucking cars, sofas, beds, computers. Yeah. They were on every single product in this. Yeah. You couldn't escape them. It won't cost money that much money for a graphic designer to draw them onto something, because there's no design. It's just a ball with eyes.
And with memes and GIFs and sound effects and what are those things called back in the day? What? Vines and TikToks and all that stuff.
Because you could just do whatever with them, because they're kind of limitless in a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you know...
Okay, yeah. So you said
so that's how you connect to Minions mostly is through product tie-ins.
Pretty much,
just what you just said says everything about what Minions are. Just by saying that your only real connection to them is with products shows what kind of creation they are.
Now, I'm going to say this before, as it's very early in the review, we understand this is basically aimed at children.
Yes, of course we have
for the younger audiences.
Yeah, you do have to take that into consideration. Yeah,
but there are products that are made for adults.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That are being worn by adults.
Because Universal think Minions are going to travel to every person.
Yeah.
They think they're universal, a bit like, you know, a bit like how Toy Story is universal. Adults and kids can enjoy them alike and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true, but you know, but they do.
So I went into this film.
There are car adverts with Minions in them. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, I went into this film wanting to like it. I've heard...
Yeah.
You know, one of our favourite reviewers.
I was open to this. You have to understand that. You knew. Yeah, I was fully open because, Mark Kermode, one of our favourite reviewers, he likes both Minion movies.
Yeah.
He likes the Minions as a general concept, doesn't he? So I thought, no, I'm not going to go in ready to hate this. I'm going to go in... You laugh. Well, you have that face. I went in genuinely with an open mind. I did. Okay. Now, I'm just going to say, I haven't really said anything about what I think about Minions. I fucking despise the little shit. I don't like them. They are one of the worst creations to come out of Hollywood, I think, or cinema or whatever. They're not creative. They're not funny. They're not an idea. They're just a fucking... They're an entity of nothing.
Well, you're going to
you could do anything with them.
Well, you're going to hate me so in this review, because I will be interjecting with random quotes from Minions themselves, you know, like the sound effects and...
Just to make me pissed off.
To fuel this shit. Yeah.
Well, that's why I went and saw this movie, because Riyad was very excited to see this movie, because... I'm talking to the audience now. Riyad was excited to see this film, guys, because he knows how much I hate Minions, and he was like, I just want to watch you suffer. He even did say at one point, if it's really bad, can I just go on my phone for the film? I said, no, you are going to suffer through this with me. I'm not going to say... It was like when we saw Cats together, like back in 2019, guys, Riyadh did not watch that movie with me. He was on his phone. Don't blame you, because it was Cats.
I don't like being on my phone in the cinema. But
to be fair, though, when we saw Cats, we were sitting near no one. Yeah. It wasn't like he was disturbing anybody. So
no,
it wasn't
I couldn't give a shit if anybody saw my phone, because...
Well, it didn't matter, because the audience we were with...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was...
That was one of the worst viewing experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Ever. One of the worst cinema experiences I've ever had in my life.
Yes. Absolutely dreadful. Yeah. Probably, it could be the worst, actually. I can't think of anything worse than that. No. That was horrendously awful. That was a
And we were debating for a long time. What time did we go and see the show?
Yeah.
The show, the film.
Because we saw this on release day, which I don't like. I don't like that I missed Elvis on release day and all those films, but Men didn't see on release day either. But I saw Minions 2 on the day it came out. I think that's just sad. I don't like it.
I had a day off and you had a day off too.
So we just thought there's nothing else.
And you
out.
Didn't want to watch Fuck Elvis it. Again. So
no, I didn't, because I didn't really care for Elvis.
There you go.
No, so I'd, I love it now.
Would you like to give, as best as you can, a brief plot synopsis?
I know what you're gonna say. Because
I don't know.
Okay, well, just so you know, guys, I haven't seen the first Minions movie, so I don't care. But Minions 2, The Rise of Gru, it's a sequel to a prequel, and it literally is a sequel to a prequel. It's a sequel to Minions, but it's a prequel to the Despicable Me film. So it follows Steve Carell's Gru as a kid and the Minions, and basically there's an evil villain group called the Vicious Six. That's a great name. And basically they're trying to get this MacGuffin, and it's important, but Gru wants it as well because he wants to prove that he's an evil villain so he could be part of the Vicious Six. And then he goes, the stone gets misplaced.
And they just like your plot synopsis.
Yep. And they have to go and find it. Meanwhile, there's a villain that was the head of the Vicious Six, but he isn't anymore. And he goes to... I'm losing interest in what I'm saying.
That's fine.
Now you. This may be the only opportunity that I got.
Kevin.
And yeah, and they go on a journey that I barely watched because
Riyadh fell asleep three times.
I fell asleep three times and went on my phone twice.
Yeah, but so, to be fair, twice was impressive phone wise because I thought you were going to be on it way more than that.
Yeah, and that was
because like we had a couple of things. Thing is, guys, when we watch movies together, bad ones, we don't talk. I'm not saying we talk through the movie to annoy people. Like, you know, we only if we're not sitting near anybody, we'll chat a little bit, but we'll have a lot to say. Like when we saw the previous worst movie we saw this year was Firestarter with Zac Efron. And that we had a lot to say during it.
Yes.
And because of that, that also kind of made the movie go by quickly because we were talking so much during.
Yeah, as in like filmmaking aspects, the music, the performances, the script, the color grading, all the stuff all the stuff that kind of interests us as as filmmakers, you know, as creatives in general.
When this film just okay. Let's. What did you think of Minions 2, The Rise of
Okay,
Gru?
So Riyadh, short review.
Because you're going to do a short review, so you just tell everyone.
Yeah, so as I said before, I fell asleep three times to this movie. During specifically the times when...
You do that during animated films, generally.
I do as well, yeah. I don't know what it is. It really has to grab me to keep me awake. Anytime it was the human characters, I purposely closed my eyes because I was not interested at all what was going on. Because there was no... Jeopardy, there's nothing at stake here. I was like, I don't care. Gru's gonna be making Despicable 3, 1, 2, and 3 and shit. So I'm not really caring that much. I don't really understand the laws of the world and what
law.
I don't know. I don't know, canon, I don't know what to call it. So I fell asleep three times on purpose. I didn't even try to keep myself awake.
You just went to sleep at the parts
I could still hear the film going on, and bits that I heard in the trailer I would wake up to and be like, oh, okay. Peanut. Yeah. Because I kind of find...
And you would have woken up during Jet Bike.
But that wasn't in the film.
Which wasn't even in the film, the one bit of the trailer that I laughed at, and it wasn't in the movie. Fuck you. Shit.
And then I just didn't care. Like, a lot of people say, oh, the slapstick comedy is the best thing. I don't find it
comedy.
I didn't find it that funny.
What comedy?
I can understand why kids would love it. And
they did, apparently.
Yeah, I went on my phone, not even just to like Google anything, just to go on Instagram to see what
how long the movie had left.
Yeah, and honestly, it was one of the longest 88. Oh. Well, I didn't even stay for the full length.
How long was the movie? An hour and 28.
Well, it's 88 minutes long.
Yeah,
apparently. If that's including credits,
it's three, mate.
It's not on a film for me, but I neither hate it, I neither love it, I neither like it. I just feel nothing. I just feel like I just wasted 88 minutes of my life. Well, no, less than that, because as soon as the credits hit, as soon as you see the director's credit, I left the theater. I actually ran out because I was hungry, and I went to Costa and I got I got a coconut frappe. Yeah. So
just did not want to be around that audience anymore.
No, because I don't,
because that was the word I would use to describe it was toxic. Basically, guys, very quick rundown of what the audience was like. Basically, it was mostly I assume young high school kids. I would assume
Not even like mature high school kids. Like there would be packs of 10 of them.
Oh, they were across the whole cinema because they were even at the back.
Yeah,
so literally everyone.
But we thought booking the 3:30 screening would be like, okay, perfect. So not everybody's
going to
be
coming out at that time.
Yeah, exactly. But no. It seemed like the whole fucking school was there.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a school. Well, you thought it was a school trip.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't, because there were no teachers present to keep them fucking shut them up. It was the kids in the row in front of us that were the worst.
Yeah, thank God we weren't sitting there.
Oh, I'm so glad we didn't go in the row. Bloody hell.
But overall, though, Riyadh,
one more thing, sorry. And the mess as I was leaving that cinema was, frankly, it was vile.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so sorry for the people.
I was going to speak to the usher about it. I was like, guys, I warn you now, in there, it looks like a fucking dump. But
oh, yeah. It looked like a bomb.
I just didn't have the energy to, bro. I was like, no. I'm going to sort myself out and whatever. And do you know what? It's funny. In Costa, the little Costa they have in the cinema, it's just parents waiting for their kids to come out.
Oh, so clearly. Oh, so you mean like. Parents kids who had gone straight from the, so the kids went straight from the cinema to school from school.
Yeah, and clearly their parents were just like, "I'm not watching this. You can watch this by yourself. I'm going to wait in Costa for about an hour and a half."
No.
So
can't blame them, really.
No, you can't.
The amount of crap I think I put my mum through.
Yeah,
I have to say.
Yes, Riyadh's me review. I feel indifferent. I don't. Well, thank God it wasn't 2 hours of my life. It wasn't Cats. But yeah, I do.
I'd rather watch Cats.
Do you know what? Minions feels so tired. It started in 2010. Was it 2010 or 2009?
Yeah, 2010.
Why we're in 2022 now? What's going on? Why are we still? Why are we still funding tired old characters like this for the sake of a buck? But it will make loads of money.
That's the grossest thing about this film. It is going to make bucket loads.
Anyways.
What's the highest grossing film of 2022 so far?
Oh, it's Top Gun Maverick.
Is it Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah. It's made, at this present time, it's made $1,500,000.
I'm really sorry, bro. Minions 2 is going to outgross it, I think.
Gross.
I don't know 100%. Yeah.
Gross.
Yes.
Anyways, I'm going to end it there because we're coming up to 14 minutes and Daniel's got so much to say. So Riyadh is going to be quiet, listening, I will be doing some stupid noises because it's fun.
That helps.
Because, comedy.
Yeah. That's more comedy than the movie.
Dan, take it away.
Well, okay. You've heard about Riyadh, said he's indifferent, blah, blah, blah. I will say, I went in with an open mind. I really did. I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll enjoy it. I quite enjoy the first two Despicable Me films. They're the only Illumination films I quite enjoy. So I thought, I could genuinely enjoy this one. I didn't. And I honestly thought this was one of the worst, most toxic, bad for children films I think I've ever seen in my life. Like this film for me summed up everything that was wrong with cinema. It really did that for me at times. It's the worst film I've seen in 2022. Your second worst, you said, I think. You said five.
Yeah,
stars,
but I've only watched like 23 films this year. You've watched like 100 and...
This is my 105th.
There you go.
It's a good number as well. 105 is like a middle milestone kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's disgusting. I was disgusted by this film. It was absolutely horrendously awful. And it's funny, actually. I was speaking to I was speaking to somebody who was in the cinema. This poor woman who was sitting with her three-year-old daughter, sitting right amongst, like right in the middle of all these high school kids, like just around her. She was surrounded by knobbins. And basically, like, I could hear her at one point in the film. Like, at one point, I just heard, at one point, they got particularly bad and they were like throwing bottles around at each other and stuff.
Yeah,
you could literally just see
that.
It in front of the fucking screen, just going back and forth. And then I just heard her say, "Enough!" And then they stopped for like 2 seconds and just went back to it. And I was like, this is just everything. this is the kind of...
And if I can recall, her young daughter was like, you know, 2-3 years old or something like that.
She was very young.
She had a Minions t-shirt on. I was like, right, that's the demographic this film is made for. This film is a U.
It's a U-rated film,
so that means everybody can go to see it.
And that's rare for animated films nowadays, because they're always usually PG. Like even Disney and Pixar.
Even this one had
PG.
It said it had rude humor. And mild threat and peril or something
the
like
usual
that.
Stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
but really, the same stuff PG films do.
Yeah,
PG is usually, let's be honest, PG is usually a rating that it's used to kind of like as a bit of a dodge.
Yeah,
like they could put whatever they want in, but they'll be like, oh, but we put it as PG, so you should have checked it if you didn't like it.
Just to explain to any of our international listeners, PG over here is like kind of like an 8+ type of rating.
Well, PG actually is the only one that's the same. Because G is U.
Yes.
Basically, G and U are the same thing. General being general. Yeah. Then PG is the same. PG-13 is basically 12.
Yeah, PG-13 in America is 12A for us. Mm-hmm. And then you got rated R, which is...
That's 12 to 15, basically. Isn't
yeah.
It, kind of.
And then...
No, M.
Yeah, M for right? mature. Yeah.
Yes, M for mature, which is 12 to 15.
And then rated R is for 18. Over 18s, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
But I think we have a better rating system, to be honest.
It's easier to kind of remember,
yeah.
I think. That's up to the ratings.
Yeah.
The MPA.
But either way, I felt really sorry for this little girl because, you know, she clearly wants to enjoy the film in peace, probably with kids of her own age as well.
Yes, exactly.
But instead, we've got...
I know you can say that's unfair of us to say because we're two adults watching the movie.
But we're not
going to make noise.
No.
You know, we're going to sit there and watch the film and actually take it in. These kids were not watching the film. The kids in front of us were not watching the film. I could actually... No, I won't repeat anything they said, but I'm just saying, like, they were not watching it mostly. No. Although they were clapping loudly at some parts.
Oh,
was
God.
A bit
they were,
bizarre.
They, well, it was one of those banterous times when, oh, guys, anytime when a title comes up, we clap, like clapping like it was Endgame or something like that. The Universal logo came on. Yay! Gru came up. Yay! Kevin came up. Yay! I was like, okay, guys, shut up. You're just doing this for banter now.
I actually spoke to the woman I was coming out and I just said, I'm really sorry you had to suffer through that. And she did. She said, oh, are you with them at all or something? I said, no, not at all. I'm not affiliated with them in any way. I just said, I'm really sorry because we had the worst experience then. She said, yeah, you know, it's really upsetting because my daughter's just trying to see this film and she did enjoy it fine, but unfortunately I felt intimidated, I felt uneasy because you just don't know if they're just going to come over and throw something at you. And that happens, you know. They could have just thought, oh, a day to go pour water on that girl or something like that. You just don't know. So unfortunately, it's really... So I felt really sorry for her, and she just said it was just one of the worst things she's done, experiences she's had, and that's how we felt.
Why don't we make this a fair fight?
And now, okay, that's enough about the viewing experience. We've done that. But like I said, Minions 2, The Rise of Gru is seriously one of the worst things I've ever experienced. Like, I cannot tell you enough just how little enjoyment. It was one of the joyless is how I describe it. I had no joy watching this film. And it's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
I mean it. I laughed once. There was one laugh I got out of this film. And it wasn't even a full-on laugh. It was a chuckle.
Mm.
I kind of smiled for like 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah. There were moments where I did smile.
You laughed a lot more than I did.
But there were jokes that were unexpected. And I was like, okay, cool. There's basically a nun called Nunchuck.
Yeah,
so like
played by Lucy Lawless of all people.
No, yeah.
Which is weird.
I mean, it was the concept of when she enters next, it's a scene, she rises into heaven and descends from heaven. I find that quite funny because, I was like, yeah, that's quite funny. But, you know, I'm just going to interject quickly. I was watching, so when I wasn't asleep or on my phone and wasn't watching the film, I was watching Dan because you remained in the same position for the whole film. Your right cheek on your right arm, just resting on it, just being like,
I was taking the movie in.
Yeah, because you were just like,
oh, bro, it was depressing.
There was about four times you just looked at me and you just went, this is such, the animation's so fucking ugly. It's so disgusting.
It's just, it's cheap. It's cheap. Like, here's the thing. I think something like the Emoji Movie gets far more flack than this. Like, far more. But you know what? That film's a masterpiece compared to this. The Emoji Movie has... Ooh. It is. It's far better than this.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Bro, the Emoji Movie actually does have some funny moments in it. And animation-wise, I think it looks great. It's a great-looking movie. It's just, and it's produced on $30 million less. So I'm fine with that. Voice acting's pretty good. It has a lot of things that work about it. It just, the overall product is
disclaimer,
terrible.
Daniel Friedlos thinks the Emoji Movie is better than Minions 2.
Well, I won't lie to you. The Emoji Movie, I don't think is the worst thing. It's a bad movie. It's a terrible movie. But I don't think it's insultingly bad. I think it's just really bad. This is a disgusting film. It's absolutely... Do you know what this... I've got it. This is the... You know what this film says? Do you know what this film's saying, basically? It's saying...
It's disgusting?
No, but what this film is basically saying about children is they will watch anything. That is what this film's saying. Oh, look, that's funny. There's a Minion's bum. Oh, that's funny. That's Gru's bum. Oh, that's funny. Gru farted. Oh, that's funny. That Minion said, oh, peanuts? Oh, how funny. You think she's offering a bag of peanuts? Oh, no. The Minion's offering one peanut and
peanut.
Oh, that subverts expectations. Good job.
Peanut.
And you're not going to get to me. And
banana.
And it's really banana. Funny. The minions just do things, but it's like, oh, there's nothing funny being done. It's just because they're doing it in a funny voice. Oh, how funny. The high pitched voice is funny.
That's from the first film, isn't it?
That's from the first. No, that's from two, I think.
Yeah,
I can't believe there was actually a time I actually used to tolerate Minions. That was during those two movies. Stop it!
Come
out!
Come out!
It's just not...
Grow! Kevin.
Okay, I did find it quite funny in this movie. They keep calling him Mini-Boss. That was kind of funny.
Mini-Boss.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. Mini-boss. But aside from that, nothing else in this film worked. I laughed one time, and a lot of that came from the fact that they used a pop... This film's set in the fucking 70s, apparently, because remember, Gru's meant to be a kid.
Yep.
But they use, like, pop songs from, like, 2003 and stuff constantly. And you know why they do that? Because they don't care. They don't give a fuck about making a good movie that's consistent with its own universe. It wants to do is make money. It's cost effective. The film has a budget of $85 million. I'm sure $70 million of that went to marketing and not on the actual animation, because look at the fucking animation. It looks like a fucking video game from 2003. And it just... Shut up. And it's just... It's not a movie. It's not a movie. It's just corporate. It's corporate nonsense that thinks kids will watch anything. So just throw anything at the wall and see what sticks. And that's all it is.
Universal? Universal? Illumination?
Am I moving you at all?
No, not really. And just...
Before, I'm going to stop you there because I don't want you to have a heart attack or a traumatic experience or PTSD.
The movie was a traumatic experience. It was absolutely fucking awful, and I never want to see Minions ever again.
I think in the long run, Dan is just saying, Lightyear. Just go watch Lightyear. It's a better film.
Do you know what? It's depressing that film is getting such a mediocre reception, and it's not making any money. It's grossed like $150 million, even though it came out, you know, however many weeks ago for two, and it cost $200 million. This film is gonna make money. I mean, it made $4 million before it even came out.
I mean, if they're gonna be selling out to schools alone, there you go.
Yeah, I know. The screening was just everything I didn't want it to be. And I really didn't think it'd be that bad. I honestly thought, you know what? It might be quite fun. You know? You know, we might have a bit of fun with some of the slapstick in it. And it's not good slapstick either. There's some great animated slapstick out there, and it's just not good slapstick. There's no Okay, do you know what makes slapstick work? Do you know why slapstick works? It's pain. Misery and pain. A character needs to be miserable and in pain for slapstick to work, because there needs to be some sort of suffering so that it has a reason to exist and a reason to happen. And the characters need to look like they weigh a lot. The characters need to look like it's really hurting them. You know what I mean? Minions don't do that. Minions don't look as if they're ever being hurt. They're smiling all the time. Even when they're getting hit by a hammer or whatever, they just smile. That isn't slapstick. It's not slapstick. So you're getting the core aspect of your film, as it is a slapstick comedy, is wrong. It's wrong. It's not correct. So you're not doing it right. Why? They're too simple, and they have no character. Minions don't have any character. Why don't they have any character? Because the design is too simple. And the character design in this film, fucking hell. Even you agree with me, the character design's atrocious. Like, it just doesn't work.
I mean, it's nothing that I've seen before.
Well, none of the designs match. Like, none of the designs in this movie feel like they're from the same film. It feels like designs from like 10 different movies and stuff. It's awful.
It just
character design means you can look at a character from an animated film and you know what they're like. You can look at a picture of Sully from Monsters Inc. or Buzz Lightyear or I don't know, or Wall-E even, and you know what that character's like. You know what that character's personality is and get a good idea of what they'll be like. You can't do that with anyone from any Illumination film, because they just have no design whatsoever. It's just a random assortment of models and muscle placements and faces, and that's all it is. And that's what these films are, and they are fucking awful. They're not cinema whatsoever. They're not cinema, and I can't. Do you know what? I'm not gonna ever watch another Illumination film. Not after this. That is it. I'm done. Illumination. Minions 2 is the worst film they've done. I would rather watch Sing, and I hated Sing. At least that good voice acting. Just fuck this movie. Absolutely fuck this movie. Pardon my language. Actually, you know what I'm gonna say, just so you can cut that if you want. Damn this movie. I don't know. I don't want to swear too much, but that is. So, I'm done. I'm finished. That's all I need to say.
Well, perfect. We're on the 28 minute mark. I'm in good spirits, to be honest, because, you know, I didn't really, you know, it's all right.
You know what? You're doing the right thing. You're just not letting it bother you. It's just like, no, it's a movie. I'm not going to let it bother me. If I do, the movie's won.
It's a movie. It's a product that's not for me. It's. I don't think I'll never buy a Minion thing in my life. If I have children, no. I want them to watch good things like the first Toy Story trilogy, all of the golden age
that
of
hasn't got
Pixar.
Any bums in it, though. Or any fart jokes.
Well, no, because life. There is more to life than bums. And
yes,
farts.
Yes, there is. And humor. Toy Story has something called characters. And that is not something minion. And it has something called story. It has something called narrative. It has something called writing, which this film does not have. This script was written in the bathroom of like a fucking executive suite or something on somebody's phone. It was not written using a real script software. It was just plastered out on a phone and like, Universal, have that, put it through a computer, kids will watch it, because kids watch anything, right? Kids are stupid, so they'll watch fucking anything. That's basically what this movie is saying. No. Oh god, I'm just tired. I can
see a bead of sweat, and I think that's the perk.
I'm tired by Minions.
As a final point, as we get to the 30 minute mark, Dan, what would you give this movie out of 10?
Well, you know what? I don't think 0 out of 10 is a rating that exists. Nobody uses it. Mm. So, 1. It's a 1 out of 10. There was nothing in this movie I liked. Apart from one moment made me laugh. And it, like I said, it wasn't really because it was funny. It was just because it was unexpected.
Cool.
And I laughed for like 3 seconds. And then I realized, okay, yeah, this movie's still going.
Cool.
And it felt overly long. It had no character. It had no narrative. The animation was cheap looking. It didn't know when to end. It just thought, you know, we're going to keep you here because we hate our audience. So, you know what? Fuck you, Minions 2. Fuck you, Illumination. I never want to see one of your films again, ever. I'm never going to watch one of your films ever again. Seriously, I am boycotting Illuminati. All right, they'll care. But like, I'm seriously not going to watch another of their films ever again. Never. Despicable Me 4, forget it. I'm not going to watch it. It's a good place to end. So 1 out of 10 for me. What about you? I imagine, can I guess?
Go on.
2 out of 10?
No, I'm going to go 4.
Four,
because two times it made me fall asleep, and I don't sleep very well anyway. So put it on if I need to fall asleep. Great.
Mm-hmm. Just do that with any anime.
One for the nunchuck person.
Yeah, you found that character funny.
Yeah. And I did like the songs, even though they are overused in most Hollywood movies now.
The actual songs.
Yeah, the soundtrack. Not the actual score.
Completely meant the score. What score does this have?
I don't know. Yeah, that's really all I got to say, really. We didn't pay for it initially, like with pure money. We paid for it through our Limitless account.
Well, I started to pay £3 to park, though.
Oof.
So that still sort of counts to £3 towards it. Mm. I mean, but that doesn't go to Universal, though, or Illumination.
No, it goes to Odeon, which I prefer.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Not even there, I don't think. But yeah, fine.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to conclude the review.
Mm.
It's a 23-25 film cast. I am Riyad Ali. I'm in a pretty good mood right now. Dan.
I'm Daniel Freelos and I'm really not. Fuck this movie. There you go. I'm done. Minions 2. There you go.
Bye, guys. See you in the next episode.
See you guys. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night.
Yes, yes, yes. Good night.